弟兄姐妹们，主日平安，
Sisters, good morning.
重节快乐，Happy Valentine's！我想我们的姐妹们更喜欢 Valentine 胜过重节，对吧？大家知道什么是 Valentine 吗？有谁知道？这后面的故事有谁知道？没有人知道。那我给你们讲一讲 Valentine，OK？、Okay? 我们过节要知道过的是什么节。我们当然不去，作为基督徒的话，我们不去过就是世人过那些崇拜那些别的神的节日啊。我们千万要搞清楚，如果是崇拜别的神的节日，我们不过。但是 Valentine's Day 这里头有一个很美的故事。
There's a good story behind the Valentine's Day that I'm not sure.
Valentine 其实是一个人的名字。
Yeah, actually, Valentine's is a name of a person.
这位 Valentine 他生在主后第二世纪末期、第三世纪初期的罗马的一位基督圣徒。
Oh, that person wasn't born, what, 200 or 300 years after?
After
就
Christ。
yeah, the Christ.
他是一位牧师，
Oh, he's actually a pastor.
他当时生在的时代呢是罗马皇帝叫 Claudius，这是一个非常残暴的皇帝。
At the time that when he lives in that area, it was a very special time. That's a Roman emperor who is very cruel.
这个罗马皇帝呢，他认为这个。单身的年轻人，单身的男人，更愿意为他在疆场上卖力、卖命，征战。
That emperor from Roma just think the single man just need to fight for him on the in the war.
结了婚的男人呢，他因为爱慕他的爱人，爱恋他的家庭，所以他就不愿意上战场效力了。
Well, the married man, because has a family, doesn't want to really go into the war.
所以他就下了一道命令，不准所有的他们罗马帝国的这个男人、年轻男子结婚。
So he issued a command that no people should get married, and no man should get married.
但是这位牧师 Valentine，他认为这道命令违反圣经上对于神的这个神圣婚姻的这种教导，所以他。违抗罗马皇帝的命令，不遵守他的命令，他仍然继续为年轻人、有情人举办婚礼。
And the pastor did not think this command is follows the God will, and he did not obey the command and still what is called marriage
这当然
freely.
气坏了那个罗马这个皇帝，敢有人公然违抗他的命令。
Yeah, this made the emperor very angry.
所以他就派他的士兵把这个 Valentine 抓到他的面前，告诉他：“你或者公开拒绝你的信仰，公开拒绝你的信仰，停止为年轻人证婚，或者你被处死。
And then he had a soldier that took this pastor in front of him and they said, you have to abandon your belief, otherwise I'll send you to death.
”面对这样一个选择，Valentine 是选择了死亡。他拒绝接受罗马，拒绝接受这个罗马皇帝的这个威胁，让他拒绝他的信仰。
And then our pastor selected death as an option, and then he did not follow the emperor's order.
所以暴怒之下的罗马皇帝在2月14号这一天把他砍头处死。
So he was sacrificed on the day of February 14th.
所以后人为了纪念这位圣徒，就把2月14号这一天立为一个 Valentine's Day。
Right, then afterwards, people afterwards named the day February 14th and the Valentine's Day to memorize him.
现在我们常常用 Valentine's Day 来表达我们对我们最爱的人的一种爱情。
So now we use the day differently. We just like express our loved our
而且有一个 tradition，
yeah.
就是要在他意想不到的时候给他一个惊喜的这种表达。
Yeah, pretty much we'll be giving our spouse our surprise.
大家注意到，我到目前为止没有说出那三个中文字，中文叫做情人节。我尽量避免说这三个字。
Right, in Chinese, that's the third letters.
因为我认为这是一个完全不准确的翻译。
God, this is not very accurate.
大家想一想，如果我问一个弟兄说：“哎，你给你的情人昨天送花了吗？”这好像觉得很怪哈，怪怪的。
Right, my fear is something like a little difference, not a little odd. If you say, ask, did you have flower for your lovers?
但是大家知道吗？圣经当中有一个很好的翻译，你们知道吗？
But in Bible, that's a different, but a more, much better translation.
圣经当中应该把这个节日叫做良人节
Bible, this day was called
（Lovers Day），
Last day, okay.
来 而且圣经专门有一部书描绘这种无与伦比的爱情，叫做《雅歌
Yeah, and also there's a chapter describe how beautiful this day is.
》。雅歌当中，它以非常优美的歌词，颂扬了一对恋人，他们之间忠直的、甜蜜的，这种浪漫的和圣洁的爱情。
In the chapter, take
In Song
Bible
of
have
Songs,
this. Oh, yeah.
Song of Songs,
Tell them songs.
that describe the love between the lovers in the Song of Songs。所以雅歌当中的每一句歌词呢，都让我们沉浸在这种美妙的爱情当中。那后来，我们在属灵的角度上去解读雅歌呢，认为是基督对他的教会忠直不二的爱情的描述。
It's too long.
对不起，这一段不在他的稿子里头。
Okay.
Our Christians, we believe that the Song of Songs, this book, it described the love between Christ and His church. 雅歌当中2:16说了这样一句名言，是我们所有的基督徒都知道的句子：“良人属我，我属良，我也属他。My lover is mine, I'm hers. Is the Song of Songs, chapter, two, verse 16，用来表达这种教会对基督，教会对基督这种忠诚不二、生死不渝的，这种承诺。所以今天我们在这里，也在欢庆教会对基督的 Valentine。
So here today, we also here celebrate the so on the Christ, the Valentine that Christ for us.
我们所有的弟兄姐妹对我们的主倾心吐意，所以现在你知道什么是 Valentine 了。以后再庆祝 Valentine Day 的时候，你就非常清楚了哈。
So now we know Valentine a little better, so then we know the meaning after. So when we celebrate this day in the future.
OK，我们现在回到我们今天的正道主题啊。
So let's come back to our worship today.
在今年年初的时候，由松超弟兄带领的周五查经开始学习我们圣经当中的小先知书。
At the beginning of this year, the Friday Bible study led by Brother Sun Chao started studying the minor prophets.
我们的第一部书学的就是何西阿书。
The first book we studied was Hosea.
那在第一次课的时候，松超弟兄带领我们，哦，不是第二次课的时候，松超带领我们。听那个于牧师给我们讲何西阿书。
In the second class in January, the pastor Yu right, explained this book to us.
讲到这个何西阿当时所处的年代是以色列那位交控的年代。
So he said Hosea lived in the time when Israel was facing crisis both internally and externally.
以色列当初内部 背弃离弃神，拜偶像；外部呢，有亚述帝国虎视眈眈，准备要入侵以色列。
So Israel had abandoned God and worshipped idols. Externally, the Assyrian Empire was watching closely and eager to take Israel.
我们在讨论的时候，我记得孙超弟兄问了一个问题，他在问说，我们大家现在所处的年代是一个什么样的年代？
During the discussion, he asked a question. So what kind of era are we living in today?
后来在几次的查经当中，又这个问题被多次的提到。
And then in several other later studies, the question came up again and again.
我仔细思考了一下，得出的结论是，我们现在所处的年代跟和西阿年代也差不多，或者比他更早。
So after thinking about this, I conclude that our era now is very similar to the Hosea time, perhaps even worse.
也许有的弟兄姐妹会有不同的看法。对啊，我们现在所处的美国，我们现在如此的强大，世界上没有哪个国家敢入侵美国，就像当年亚述入侵以色列一样。
Right, some brothers and sisters may have different opinions. So, right, America now is very powerful, and the world's leading nation, and no country dare to invade this country.
但是现在美国天下无敌，在外边找不到敌人。我们自己跟自己斗。
But because America now is unmatched globally and has no enemies, so we have turned to fight among ourselves.
你要仔细看一下美国现在的状况，现在是不同政党之间相斗，不同族裔之间相斗，然后贫富之间也在相斗。
Look at America today. So now we have a fight between political parties and between ethnic groups and also between different social economic classes.
而且这种相斗已经完全超出了民主社会的这种相争、不同意见相争的这个范围。
And this conflict is far beyond the healthy democratic debates.
已经发展到了暴力冲突，
And
彼此视对方为敌人的这种争斗。
So they have a go into violent confrontations and treating everyone else as enemies.
争斗的一方可以很轻易地诉诸武力去取另一方的性命。
So one side easily can use force, even at cost of taking lives.
这远远超出了一个文明社会民主争论的一个范围。
This is really beyond the democratic debates of the civilized countries.
大家可以回忆一下，我们过去的一年，现在刚刚跨入2026年，过去的一年，仅仅在一年当中。我们发生的一起震惊世界的这个 Charlie Cook 的这个刺杀的案件，
Yeah, let's go over like last year. Just last year, this world has a shocked events.
这个年轻人在校园里头和大学生在和平的交流一些他的政治观点和他的信仰。
So when he was peacefully speaking with university students on campus, just sharing his political views and faith,
不同意他意见的人就举枪把他打死。
someone who disagreed with him just came in and killed him.
大家再稍微往前推，没有几个月的时间，大家记得明尼苏达有两个州议员也是因为政治观点的不同，仇恨他的人就举枪把他们俩打死了。
And before that, two Minnesota state legislators were also shot because of their political views.
再往前稍微推一点，大家还记得现在那个罪犯还在监狱当中，就是美国最大的保险公司 United Healthcare 的这个总裁，在开会的路上就被人开枪打死了。
A bit earlier, there's another so events also that person still in the prison, and the
因为
CEO of America's largest insurance company was also shot because also murdered on the way to meeting.
因为那个罪犯。认为他收的这个保险的费用太高，又不提供服务。
It's just because the competitor was angry about the high cost of health insurance and poor service.
大家仍然应该记忆犹新的前几天，这是2006年的事情。从2005年到2006年的事情，这明尼苏达的民众，他们不同意联邦政府在他们州的执法，他们就把尖头变成了战场。
And just several days ago in Minnesota, again, the citizen does not agree with the federal law enforcement actions in their state, so they turn the street into a battlefield.
所以现在美国没有真相，没有人相信媒体，也没有相信政客，大家谁也不相信谁。
And today, so there's basically there's no truth. No one trusts the news, the media. No one trusts the politicians.
有的只是彼此的争论和谩骂。
Well, we have it just an argument.
所以以前我们觉得美国是这个受压迫的人的这个。为受压迫的人伸冤，也为穷苦人成为一个穷苦人追求幸福梦想的一个理想的地方，而且给世界的和平带来希望。以前美国是世界的灯塔，现在这个灯塔的灯光好像是灭了。
In the past, America, the country, stood up for the poor people and give the people the dream of pursuing happiness and also offer the world a beacon peace, serving as a lighthouse. But now the lighthouse has gone dark.
再看看信仰方面，美国在上个世纪80年代，1980年左右的时候的调查，有90%的人认为他们是基督徒。在调查的时候，有90%的人认为他们是基督徒。
So let's talk about faith as well. So based on the research data, like in the 1980s, it said that the percentage of Americans identified as a Christian was 9%, 89%.
到2024年，这个 Pew Research 的调查，只有62%的人明确地表达他们是基督徒。
And then in the year of 2024, based on data from Pew Research Center, this number went down to 62%.
40年的变化，就是在我们的生命当中的40年的变化，就从90%降到62%。
Right, it changes so much in the last 40 years.
以前美国是世界上的学教大国。向世界各地配备的差派宣教师，
And before, the United States was a great missionary nation.
现在美国教会在衰退，慢慢的，美国现在成了学教工厂，成了被学教的地方。
Now our churches are declining and becoming a mission field itself for this country.
所以大家仔细心里头回想一下这个社会的变化，就是说人们远离这个基督和圣经的教导，追求畸形的自私和个人自由。
So let's think about people are turning away from Christ and the teaching of Scripture and just pursuing disordered selfishness.
这个人性的罪恶和贪婪，在这个自由的名义下被淋漓尽致地表达出来，表现出来。
It's called human sin and greediness are displayed without any restraint.
所以大家可以看看，我们现在所处的年代比荷西阿的年代要好多少。
So you can ask, like, how much better is our era today compared to that time?
所以弟兄姐妹们，作为神的儿女，我们知道这个都是一些末世的预兆。
So, brothers and sisters, as the children of God, we know.
马太福音第24章7节，耶稣基督清楚地告诉我们说，到那时，民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
In Matthew 24 and 7, Jesus clearly tells us that in those days, so nation will rise against nation and kingdom against the kingdom.
世界会越来越堕落。
The world will become increasingly sinful.
美国也会越来越走下坡路。
America also continue a downward path as well.
但是末世的到来是神的审判的来临。
The coming of end times is the arrival of God's judgment.
耶稣基督他要马上要来了。
And Jesus will return.
神的国要降临。神的旨意要行在这个地上，如同行在天上。
The kingdom of God will descend, and the God's will shall be done on earth.
这难道不是我们基督徒要真正盼望的吗？
It is not the true hope of the Christian.
神创造这个世界本来是美好的，但是因着罪的缘故，这个世界就堕落了，越来越糟糕。
The world that God created was originally very beautiful, but because of sin, this world has fallen.
所以，耶稣基督再来就是要重建这个新天新地。
And then Jesus Christ will come again to establish a new heaven and a new earth.
所以，对于基督徒真正的盼望是让神的国再次伟大。
So the true hope of us is that the kingdom of God will be great again.
就像彼得后书，3章13节说的，盼望有新天新地，有义居住其中。
So in Peter 3:13, we are looking forward to a new heaven and new earth where righteousness dwells.
所以，我们属神的人呢，要不要在乱世当中丧胆失去信心？
As people who believe and believe God, we should not lose heart or lose faith.
也不要在这个乱世当中盲从一些属世的诱惑和试探。
Also, do not just follow the chaos at the end of times,
陷入魔鬼的罗网。
and then fall in the trap of.
而是要保持一个非常清楚的属灵的心智。
So instead, we should must maintain a spiritual mind and a clear heart.
要想着神的话语，紧跟主耶稣基督，奔跑他所命定的天路。
Following closely after our Lord Jesus Christ and running to the heaven that he has set before us.
所以我今年在讲道的讲台上，我有一个计划，就是要带领大家来查考圣经的属灵人物，
The plan for this year's preaching ministry is to lead everyone to study the spiritual figures in the Bible.
从他们的生命轨迹当中来寻找神对我们生命的美意。
To learn from the path of their lives in order to understand God's good purpose for our own lives.
让我们的生命送着圣灵多结果子。
So may our lives bear abundant fruit through the Holy Spirit.
所以，我今天在讲台第一次，今年的第一次信息当中，选择的是学习雅各的人生。
So the message for today, we have a turn to study the life of Jacob.
让我们一起来祷告，低头。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神，
Dear Lord Father,
我们众弟兄姐妹立定心志，要认识你，相信你，要跟随你。
we have determined to believe in you and follow you.
但是我们软弱，我们渴望在圣经当中的信心伟人的身上学习你在我们生命当中的美好计划。
But we're awake. We like to learn a bit more your will from the figures in the Bible.
求你的圣灵感动我们，求你亲自带领我们。
May the Spirit bless us and move us.
奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Amen.
当我们学习读到圣经人物的时候呢，我们常常感到圣经当中的人物都是信心伟人。
So when we read about people in the Bible, we feel that they are all heroes of faith.
他们的信心上所结出来的属灵的果子，往往超过了我们的属灵想象和理解。
The spiritual fruit they have seems far beyond our understanding.
好像让我们高不可攀。
So almost unreachable for all of us.
他们的生活经历离我们太遥远了。
The life experience is too much far away from us.
比如说大卫王，
For example, King David.
他是一个勇敢的战士，
So he.
是一个伟大的君王，是一个伟大的军事家。
He was a courageous warrior, a greater king, and a military strategist.
他带领以色列，把以色列从一个三流的、受人控制、欺负的小国，变成一个那个地方的军事强国，
He turned Israel from a small country into a superpower country.
就像今天的美国一样，受周围的邻国的尊敬和敬畏和崇拜。
Just like us today, admired and feared by the nation around us.
不仅如此，大卫王他是一个无与伦比的诗人、音乐家。
He was also a greatest poet and composer and musician.
我们每周都读他的美丽的诗歌，而且他也是属合神心意的祭司、先知。
So he was also a prophet and a prophet after God's own heart.
所以，当我们读大卫诗篇的时候，我们深深的为他的这个对神的这种敬畏、信心和爱心而折服。
When we studied David Psalms, we were deeply moved by his reverence, faith, and love for God.
我们读完大卫的诗篇，读完大卫的诗篇以后，我们心里都会想：哎呀，我怎么能够跟大卫相比呢？
So after we read this story, so we all might ask us, how could I possibly compare with him?
还有亚伯拉罕，
And also Abraham.
他对神应许的这种信心，以及他谢以撒的这种信心，让我们读起来好像是天方夜谭的神话故事一样。
So he faced in God's promise and the faith displayed seems to us like a legend.
这又怎么让我们能够跟亚伯拉罕学到信心呢？他离我们太遥远了。
How could we also learn from him as well?
但是如果我们读到雅各的时候，我们就说，哈，这里有一个有血有肉的一个人。
But when we study the life of Jacob, we find that he is a man of flesh and blood.
我们从雅各的生命当中可以看到，我们每一个基督徒自己生命的影子。
So we can say that every Christian can find something of themselves similar to Jacob's life.
他虽然生活在4000多年以前，距我们大约4000多年以前的时代，但是我们现在读他的时候，就好像读我们邻居大叔的这个生平一样。
Although he lived more than 4,000 years ago, his life kind of similar to ours, just like a written story of our neighbor.
雅各的人生是一个非常真实的人生。
Jacob's life is a real human life.
他撒谎、欺骗、贪心、争抢，为达到目的不择手段。
He lied and deceived and greedy and completely also used whatever means to get what he want.
发生在我们生命当中的罪，基本上都可以在他的身上找到。
So the sins present in our lives can also be found in Jacob's life.
雅各这个名字本身，你们知道是什么意思吗？
Do you know what the name of Jacob
这个应该很多
means?
人都知道哈、啊，就是抓的意思哈、啊。
It means to grasp.
这个名字真的是身如其能哈、
Naturally, this name fits this man.
啊。雅各在他出生的时候，为了争第一名，他就抓着他弟哥哥的脚跟出生，最后也没赶上。
When Jacob was born, he tried to be first and grab at the heel of his brother Esau.
大家想一想，我们每一个人的人生，
Think about it, is it also our life as a grasping life?
我们的人生是不是一个抓的人生呢？我们好多的人从小被告知，我们要好好学习，为了要干什么？
So from childhood, we are taught to study hard. That's for what?
我们要抓一个好大学，上大学。
And then we like to grab admission to a good university.
那长大以后，大学毕业以后，又要努力的工作，为了什么？
After growing up, we also worked hard, and what's that for?
我们要抓一个升迁的机会，抓我们的工资升高，要抓一个房子，要抓一个车子。
To grab a promotion, grab a salary, and a house and a car.
有了这些物质的东西以后，我们就可以抓到什么了？
And once we have our other things, what else we can get?
我们就可以抓到一个好的妻子，
Yeah, we can get a good spouse.
用这个约瑟弟兄的话讲的话，就是好好学习，讨一个好媳妇。约瑟给我们分享，所以有了家庭以后呢，我们又开始抓，抓谁啊？抓我们的孩子。
After starting a family, we continue grabbing. Now we're grabbing again through our children.
我们又开始抓他们，让他们好好学数学，好好学钢琴，好好打球，好好游泳。
So we push them to study hard. They learn piano, also swimming.
看见没有？我们的下一代又开始了他们的抓的人生。
And then the next generation just repeat the same life of
所
grabbing.
以我们的生命就是这样，周而复始，周而复始的在。一直一代一代的这样抓下去，所以我们的人生跟雅各一样是抓的人生。
So our Jacob life is a reflection of our own grabbing life.
雅各的人生呢，就是我们的生命的写照。雅各虽然出生在一个非常富裕的家庭，但是他不满足自己 的那个份额，他要争着抢着，要用各样的手段去夺长子的名分，而且要夺他父亲的祝福。
So he was Jacob was born into a very wealthy family, but he was not satisfied with the portion he was to get. He came and deserved his grasp Esau's birthright and blessing.
因着他的诡诈的行为，他的人生就陷入了一个危机。
Because his deceitful behavior, Jacob's life fell into a crisis.
他的兄长以扫在怒中起誓，要杀了他的弟弟雅各。
Esau, in his anger, saw that he will kill his younger brother Jacob.
所以这时的雅各在走投无路之下，就狼狈逃命。
So Jacob was no way out and fled for his life in fear and
我
desperation.
们今天的经节就从雅各的故事，就从创世纪20章10到12节读起。
So didn't go through Jacob's story at Genesis 28:10-22.
我来读中文大家孩子们可以或者懂英文的可以读英文，打在屏幕上，这样我们可以节省时间哈。创世纪二十八章第十节，雅各出了别是巴向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便捡起那地方的一块石头，正在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶之天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上，说：“我是耶和华，你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神。”我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在。你无论往哪里去，我必保守你，领你回归这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各醒来了，说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。”就惧怕，说：“这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。”雅各清早起来，把所挣的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那个地方起名叫伯特利，但那个地方起先名叫路斯。雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在。”在我所行的路上保佑我，给我食物吃，衣服穿，我便平平安，使我平平安安地回到我父的家中，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立的柱子为石头，也必住神的殿。凡你所赐我的，我必将十分之一献给你。这就是雅各在伯特利梦中与神相见的故事。我们 skip 英文读，
我要
好
听
吗
英文。
？Yeah，所以这里我们可以看到，雅各为了逃命，要逃到据说是500里以外的居住在哈兰的他的舅舅的拉班的家里。
So now we can see Jacob need to flee more than 500 miles away from the home of his uncle.
500里相当于从 Memphis 到大雾山的距离。
It's like walking from Memphis to the Great Smoky Mountains.
想想看，这个时候的雅各，他是背井离乡走着，走过的是没有人烟、野兽出没的荒山野岭。
So think about this, Jacob in that moment, leaving home, traveling through wilderness, while a lot of animals were there and no people lived.
他走到日落荒山以后呢，最后就找了一块平地，找了一块石头，倒头就睡。
And after the sun went down, he found only a flat spot on the ground, picked up a stone to use as a pillow.
可以想象，雅各这时候又饿又惊又怕又累，真的是走到了人生的尽头。
So we can imagine Jacob now is very hungry, exhausted, and anxious, terrified.
但是在雅各人生尽头的时候，这时候神却来寻找他。
But a man who has, but this is the road God found him.
在他的梦中，有天梯立在天地之间，耶和华站在天梯之上，将他的恩典的应许赐给雅各。
And then in his dream, Jacob saw a ladder reaching from the earth to heaven, and the Lord stood above it, giving Jacob his gracious crown promise.
弟兄姐妹们，这是雅各有生以来第一次遇见神。
Brothers and sisters, this was Jacob's first encounter with God in his entire life.
他生在以扫的家中，他有亚伯拉罕，有以扫信心伟人做他的爷爷，做他的爸爸，他们肯定跟他讲过神的故事。
From childhood, Jacob lived with his own cleverness.
但是呢，神并没有完全进入到雅各的生命当中，雅各一直过着，在这个时候，雅各事实上过着一个没有神的日子。
And in real life, they live as if God does not exist.
但雅各的这一个经历成了他开始认识神的开始。
And this experience became the beginning of Jacob knowing God.
所以早上起来，他惊叹地说：“神在这里，我竟然不知道。
When Jacob woke up in the next morning, he was amazed. Sure, the Lord is here, I did not know it.
很显然，他的爷爷和他的爸爸告诉过他，他只是没听而已。
So definitely he was told before by his grandfather, but he did not remember.
所以雅各赶紧做了一件以前从来没有做过的事，把这个正的石头立起来，成了神的殿，然后在上边敬拜神。
And then Jacob quickly did something he never did before. He took the stone and has used as a pillow, set it up, and then worshiped God.
而且还做了一个不怎么美好的讨价还价的一个祷告。
And also, he made a vow, a prayer. It was not very beautiful.
当你听到雅各祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹，你觉得好像很耳熟，right？
The brothers, when you hear that prayer, you might think, yeah, this sounds familiar.
我们有没有这样祷告过？主啊，如果你给我一个工作，主啊，如果你医治我。
Have you prayed this before? If you give me a good job, if you heal me.
我们在祷告和意念当中承认有神，
We acknowledge God's name in our prayers and thoughts.
但我们就像雅各一样，然后一转头，我们就过着无神的日子。
But in our daily lives, we still stay away from Him.
在我们真正的生命当中，神好像离我们的生命很遥远，没有圣灵的果子。
So we bear little fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们没有意识到神就在我们的生命当中，
We did not realize that God is right here with us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，雅各在梦中梦见神，这是他认识神的生命起点。可是你们知道吗？在我们的生命当中，我们比雅各其实幸运多了。
So, friends, Jacob encountered God in a dream, become a turning point in his life. But do you know this? So, we today are far more blessed than Jacob.
我们不需要去盼望那个梦，耶和华在梦中与你相见，
Because we do not need a dream in order to have a letter.
因为已经有天梯立在我们的生命当中了。
We already had a letter standing in our lives.
什么是梯子呢？梯子就是说，我们想要爬到一个高的地方，我们没有能力自己爬上去的时候，就借助这个梯子能够帮我们到达那个高度。
A letter is something that helps us to reach a height that we can never reach on our own.
那千百年来，有很多很多的先贤哲人，他们就努力着想攀登一个高度，想摆脱这个罪的束缚，想要来成为圣洁，来到神的面前。
So for thousands of years, human beings have longed to break free from the bondage of sin, to become holy, and or come before God.
但没有人能够做到这一点，大家都做着徒劳无望的努力。
No, but nobody can do that.
天国是一个我们靠着人不能够爬上去的地方，
The kingdom of heaven is a height that human cannot climb by ourselves.
但是神已经在我们的生命当中树立了这样一个梯子，
But God has already placed such a letter in our lives.
并且神站在梯子上边大声的和我们讲话。
He stands above it, speaking aloud to us.
因为神差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到我们中间，
By sending his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world.
成就了这个到达天国的这个梯子。
To accomplish a letter that leads to heaven for us.
所以在约翰福音第一章最后的时候，耶稣基督呼召他的门徒拿单业的时候，他说：“ 我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
So in John chapter 1:51, virtually I tell you will see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这是耶稣基督在告诉我们说，相信他的人将要有天国的门向他们打开。
It means that Jesus Christ is telling us, whoever believes in him will see the gates of heaven open.
耶稣就是那个通向天国的梯子，
Jesus himself is the ladder that leads the kingdom of God.
而神正在用他末世的圣经对我们讲话。
So God is speaking to us now with the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天真的比雅各幸运多了。我们不用等着这个梦中的天梯的降临，不用等着神在梦中跟我们讲话。
So we today are far more blessed than Jacob. We do not need to wait for the heavenly ladder to appear. We do not need to wait for God to speak to us in the dream.
如果你想要进入天国，那你要攀登耶稣基督这个梯子，
If we desire to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must climb Jesus.
你就要听圣经的教导。
We must listen to the Bible tell us.
我们刚才讲到雅各在做了梦以后，看到神在他讲话以后，最后他清晨起来觉得很惊讶，他做了一个祷告，然后他又开始了他的属世的人生。
And then we learned that Jacob made a very novel, beautiful prayer and then lived a normal human life again.
在这以后的20多年以后，他在神的保守和赐福之下，雅各娶妻生子，牛羊成群。我们读到创世纪里头。
So for 20 years afterwards, the God protect, bless him, give him a wife, children, and huge flocks.
但他的生命其实并没有，很多的改变。
But there was a little change in his inner life.
和我们现在所有很多的弟兄姐妹，我自己所经历过的一样，口里承认有神，行动上没有神。
So that's just like a man of a state. We confess in our mouth that there's a God, but in our actions, we live as though God is not there.
而雅各生命的彻底的改变已经是20多年之后，在伯特利做了梦以后，20多年之后，
So Jacob's complete life change came more than 20 years later.
在创世纪第32章22节到这32节，这里记录说，雅各在即将回家面对哥哥以扫之前，他心里充满了恐惧和担忧，因为他害怕哥哥报仇雪恨。
In Genesis 32, 22, and 32, right before turning home to face his brother Esau, Jacob was full of fear and anxiety, afraid that Esau would seek revenge.
所以，在这种巨大的这个精神压力下，神又来寻找雅各了。
So under this pressure, God came to him to seek Jacob again.
神在雅各在这个伯雅渡口与神角力摔跤。
Jacob met God at the Jabbok River and wrestled with him.
雅各还是雅各，一直不认输，最后神在他的大腿窝摸他一下，让他不仅身体上瘸了，而且在灵命上也降服在神的面前。
At that time, Jacob does no one got defeated, and until God touched the socket of Jacob's hip, that made him physically lame.
所以，因着他在神的面前的彻底的谦卑降服，他还得了一个标志着新生命的一个名字。
So, because he's complete humility and surrender before God, he received a new name that marked a new identity.
大家知道，神给他起了个名字叫以色列，
The name was Israel.
就是遇神遇人，所以叫都得胜的意思。
That means the one who struggled with God and with the humans and the previous.
正是这一刻，神和亚伯拉罕和以扫的约也彰显在了雅各的身上。
At that time, the covenant God had made with Abraham was fully manifested in Jacob's life.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是我们所相信的神。
So this is a God in whom we believe.
他爱我们，在我们仍然悖逆的时候，还没有降服在他面前的时候， 他就已经开始在寻找我们了，
He
就像
loves
寻
us.
找雅各一样。
He loves us even when he was still rebellious and not fully surrendered before him. He's already seeking us.
而且弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？神寻找我们，更胜于寻找雅各。
So his pursuit was even greater than his pursuit of Jacob.
耶稣基督，他竟然放下天上的荣耀，来降世为人，来到世界来寻找我们。
So he laid aside the glory of heaven, came into the world as a man to seek us.
他不是像寻找雅各一样在梦中寻找我们，他是放弃天上的荣耀，降世为人，道成肉身来寻找我们。
He's not speaking to him in the dream, but he gave up the glory and came into the world to seek us.
直到为我们舍命。约翰福音1章14节，这里说，他道成肉身，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So in John 1:14 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
他把这样的荣光彰显给我们，让我们有永生的盼望，把永生的盼望放在我们心中。
So that glory has been revealed to us, and the hope of eternal life has been placed in our hearts.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是我们信仰的神。
This is a God we worship.
我们在学习这个何西阿书的时候，我们很惊讶，弟兄姐妹们很惊讶，何西阿为他这个不忠的妻子所做的牺牲和顺服。
In our Friday Bible study, we're learning the book of Hosea. We were amazed that Hosea sacrificed and obedience towards his unfaithful life,
但
a
是
wife.
和耶稣基督寻找我们相比的话，何西阿所做对他的不忠的妻子所做的微乎其微。
Compared with Jesus Christ seeking us, even Hosea's faithfulness seems too small.
感谢神。
Thanks, Lord.
雅各的这个灵命的成长，是从一个完全靠自己抓抢骗的一个罪人。靠着神的这个保守和引导，最后成为一个完全顺服在神的面前的一个信心为人。
Take of a spiritual growth was a journey. So, under God's protection and guidance, became one who fully surrendered to Him.
他的生命充满了破碎的挣扎。
His life was filled with the brokenness and the struggles.
但是呢，也充满了在他人生低谷时候，神给他的看顾和带领。
But also filled with the God's protection and care in the lowest valleys.
所以，当雅各肉体衰残的时候，他的肉体虽然衰残，但是他的灵命像如鹰展翅一样。
So when Jacob reached the end of his life, although his body was weak and worn out, his spiritual life was very strong like an
所以，我们现在
eagle.
快速的已经来到了创世纪的第49章，这里的雅各已经年老，他病在床上，他扶着床头来敬拜神。
So Genesis 49, so Jacob now at that time was very weak and he's still in battle to worship God.
他虽然肉体虽残，站都站不起来了，可是他的灵命清晰的属灵远见，却是像鹰的眼一样。
So although that time he's very weak, he cannot even stand, but his spiritual life was just so like an eagle.
在这里，他清楚地预言了这个神的应许的伟大和救赎计划。
That time, he fulfilled God's promise and the great plan of redemption.
在创世纪第49章第8到12节，这里他给他儿子祝福，我们这里只聚焦在给犹大的祝福。
So Genesis 40, chapter 49, the Lord of blessing, and now we're focused on the blessing for Judah.
他说：“犹大，你弟兄们必赞美你。”
Judah brothers shall praise you.
犹大在希伯伦当中就是值得赞美的意思。
This name of Judah means a praise.
雅各在这里告诉他的儿子犹大说：“你是配得赞美的，你的兄弟们都要尊你为大。
He told him, "You are worth of praise, and your brother will honor you."
因为这十二这十二支派最后生出了万族，所以呢，意思就是说万族都要敬拜赞美你。
So from a tribe will come the nations. All people will praise you.
你的手必掐住仇敌的颈项，就是你必有力量和权力来统治万国。
So your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies, and that means he will have power and authority to rule all over all nations.
你父亲的儿子们必向你下拜。
Your father's son will bow down before you.
所以你要做整个以色列的王。
To become the king of the entire Israel.
这里说犹大是个小狮子，我的儿啊，你抓了时别上去。
It makes sense. He says that Judah is like a young lion.
很有意思，雅各给他12个孩子，每一个孩子有一个动物来形容他们。
Right, among the 12 signs he named, each 1 was an animal.
给犹大取的这个动物呢是狮子。
And Judah was a lion.
在整本圣经和以色列的历史当中，狮子是丛林之王，是忠也，是权力，是至高无上的王权的象征。
So the entire Israel history, the lion is the king of wilderness, symbolizing superior dignity, strength.
所以犹大用王的形象来形，对不起，雅各用王的形象来形容犹大。
So now Jacob used the image of a king to describe Judah.
说你屈下身子，屈下身躯，卧如公狮，东如母狮，谁敢惹你？
He crouches and lies down like a lioness. Who dare to rouse him?
当狮子睡觉的时候，谁敢惊动它？
Even when the lion rests, no creature can dare to disturb him.
所有的动物都得悄悄地绕道走。
All animals approach with fear and pass by quietly.
第四节说。归不离犹大，杖必不离他俩脚之间，直到细罗的到来，就是赐平安者的到来，万民都必归顺。
Verse 10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler stop from the between his feet until Judah comes, and the nation shall obey him.
归和杖都是王权的象征。
So this too symbolizes the royal authority.
所以这里雅各在告诉他的儿子犹大，他说：“你将要得一国。”你将是那个国的王。
So there, Jacob was declaring that Judah will become a great nation and he will be the king.
至高的权柄都要与你同在，直到赐平安者的到来。
Supreme authority will be with him until the one who brings peace comes.
谁是新约当中那位赐平安者呢？
In the New Testament, who's the one that brings peace?
谁是犹大的雄狮，和平的君？谁是那个？重建永生国的君呢？
Who is the prince of peace who rebuilds the kingdom of the living God?
是耶稣基督，出自犹大支派的耶稣基督。
That's just Christ born from the tribe of Judah.
所以大家可以在这里看到，雅各其实是做了一个关于弥赛亚的预言，一个新生王的预言。
So we can see this is a prophet of the Messiah.
这个很了不得。你读圣经经节的时候，最早关于弥赛亚预言的是谁？在这里我们发现，雅各在4000年前的时候就已经预示了这个新生王的诞生。
So it was a Jacob that always already predict this happens even 4,000 years ago.
我省去一节，因为时间有限哈，跳到这个，你需要快一点，弟兄姐妹们。雅各在这个年老衰残、将要快死的时候，他的灵命却是清晰无比。
When Jacob was old and was very weak, his spiritual vision was still sharp.
他向他的后代预示了以赛亚的诞生、新生王的诞生。
And then he predict the birth of a king, such as was prince.
大家想一想。跟这个他的爸爸以撒对比的话，一个强烈、非常强烈的鲜明的对比。
I think about the difference between him and his dad is.
他爸爸在祝福的时候，稀里糊涂的年老，眼睛昏花， 给谁祝福？最后啊，以扫让亚德骗了他，给一个骗子做福祝福。他本来是给以扫祝福的，而雅各却非常明确的把我们整个人类4000年的历史以后的这个走向说得明明了了。
Jacob made a very clear so compared to his father, who was like kind of not did not have a clear messages.
所以雅各的这个生命的改变，告诉我们，我们所相信的神就是这样一位奇妙的神。他用人的软弱、破碎和不完美，来彰显他的超然的全能、恩典和力量。我跳过一些，现在我们最后做一个总结哈。雅各的一生走过了一个认识神、相信神、跟随神的人生道路。
To summarize the Jacob life, we see a journey of knowing God, believing God, and following God.
诗人大卫的诗篇，这个诗篇23篇呢，描述他的祖先雅各的一生是何等的贴切。我在读到这里的时候。
In Psalm 23, it beautifully reflects the life of his ancestor Jacob.
我来读一下23篇，大家都熟悉的23篇的诗篇。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫幽谷，也不怕遭害。因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用你的油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。阿门。我们学了雅各的人生以后，可以知道，不管雅各在做什么事情。神一直在跟随着他，神和他同行。他做错的时候，神也和他同行；他做对的时候，神也和他同行。
So we learn from the Jacob life, we learn that Jacob was always with him, even though he was making mistakes.
很多弟兄姐妹在这个见证当中都体会到了这一点，说神呀，不断的介入我们的人生。直到我们在自己力量的这个尽头之处，我们就可以看到他的作为。最后，我们就醒悟过来，然后我们这个老我慢慢的被蛰伏下来，一个新的我，一个新的生命就诞生了。
So, brothers and sisters, when you share your testimonies of how God continues to intervene in our lives until we finally see His hand at the very end of our own strength, only then do we can, when our old self is subdued and a new self still began to emerge.
就像雅各的一生一样，我们的属灵生命当中经历了无数次的和神的角力摔跤。
Just like Jacob's lives, our life on the journey also had a lot of wrestling with the God.
最后，我们的生命慢慢的，彻底的更新、转化、改变，在神的面前，成就我们全然的信心。
And in the end, we are renewed, transformed, and changed. Our face made whole before Him.
然后我们以一个平安、喜乐、盼望的心，踏上一条恩典的回家之路。
And then, with a heart full of peace, and joy, and hope, we set our feet on the gracious road that leads us home.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，你们的灵命现在处在哪一个阶段呢？
So, brothers and sisters, today, so where is your spiritual life right now?
朋友们，我不知道在座有没有朋友，如果你还没有信主，你今天来到了恩典堂，就表明你的渴望。
So I'm not sure, Miles, if you have not believed in the God, anybody. So your presence here at Grace Church show your heart is looking.
你来到这里，表明你渴望认识主，渴望看到主。
You see, you are pursuing a God.
就像雅各在伯特利的天梯一样，你已经看到了耶稣基督的天梯。
Just like Jacob, so you are. So that's like you haven't seen the letter to the heaven for your life.
你手里的圣经，不管是你自己带来的，还是我们弟兄招待 姐妹们招待递给你的，那个就是神站在天梯上向你讲话。
And the Bible in your hands, whether it's yourself or your own, that's a God is speaking to you from the top of a heaven ladder.
所以，亲爱的朋友，不要错过这个机会。
So, dear friends, do not miss this opportunity.
再往前走一步，再往上爬一步。
So let's take one more step forward, climb one more step forward.
相信这位真神啊，
Live in this true and living God.
就像雅各说的一样，神在这里，我竟然不知道。
Just like Jacob said, this is indeed the house of God. I did not know it.
所以不要错过这个机会，你要珍惜这个机会，不要迟疑。如果你愿意，你可以举起手来向神祷告。
Do not miss this chance. If you are willing, please raise your hand.
成名你的心智，我也为你祷告，教牧小组的弟兄们也为你祷告，我们教会的祷告勇士们都为你祷告。
So we will all pray for you.
你愿意听从神的呼求吗？
Friends, are you willing to respond to God's calling and turn to Him?
如果愿意，就举起你的手，向神阐明你的心志。
If that's a raise your hand before God and declare your heart's desire.
那如果你已经受洗归在主的名下了，
If you already got baptized, let me ask you.
那我们要想一下，神已经进入我们的生命了吗？
So, do you truly feel God's enter your life?
神真正的掌管我们的生命了吗？
Is He truly the one ruling over your living?
你清楚明白神的旨意吗？在你生命当中的旨意。
Do you clearly understand God's will for you?
如果还没有，那就让我们在神的面前举起手来，向神求告。
If not, let's raise our hand before the Lord and say,
说神呐、啊。愿你的国降在我的生命当中，愿你的旨意行在我的生命当中，如同行在天上。
So God, may your kingdom come into my life. May your will be done in my life.
我觉得自己是属于这一类人。我渴慕神的话语，我仰慕神的真理，但是在我的生命当中还没有完全行出来。
I feel I'm such a person. I'm looking for God's word. I desire truth, but I still struggle to fully live it out.
所以，我愿意向神举起我的手，
So I
向神
want.
祷告。
I want to raise my hands before God, and pray to Him.
你呢？你愿意吗？如果你愿意，我们一起举起手来，向神献上我们的祷告。
What about you? Do you feel that you too should raise your hand and set your heart before God?
亲爱的巴父神，我们感谢你。感谢你给我们这样的机会，给我们这样的话语，让我们能够明白你在我们生命当中的旨意。我们常常软弱，我们觉得这个是一个非常难做的事情。所以，阿爸父神在这里祈求你，求你的圣灵进入我们的生命，求你亲自带领我们，亲自掌管我们，给我们力量。让我们能够眼睛盯着你，能够奔跑你为我们命定的田路，直到我们见你的面。阿爸父神，求你悦纳我们的祷告，我们这样祷告、感谢、敬拜、赞美，是奉我主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.